Welcome back to Rant and Rave. It's me, Eric, and that lady over there hiding behind a tree is Becky. Oh my god.
People are going to think I'm insane.
It's like the most Elaine thing that I think that you could ever do.
I guess it is kind of like Elaine. Like, she's that absurd and that much not wanting to talk to people. So, okay, people are going to think I'm insane, but whatever. I have to walk to pick up my son every day. And because I don't want to chat with certain moms, I hide behind a big tree. And I have posted a picture, or I've sent Eric a picture, and I think I've posted it on my Instagram. There's one mom in particular I'm hiding from, and she still finds me, even behind the tree. And I think I sent you the other day, I actually hid around the block until they came out. She still fucking found me, okay? She was, from like a mile away, Ryan was running to me. I was waving to the teacher, saying, I'm here. And she yelled to me, can you hold on a minute? And I was like, no, I gotta get on a work call. I mean, I just can't.
She looking for you, Becky. She looking real hard.
I'm not an unfriendly person in general, but I don't want to have these mom conversations all the time. You know, let's talk about hair color or like what stuff we're doing to our skin. I don't want to talk about their homework or if they're being challenged, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just basically too cool for these people is what it comes down to. I think that's it. I'm sure you agree.
It'd be different if it was like, you know, some kind of like topic worthy conversation.
Do you like all the moms at your kids' school? I mean, they're littler, but.
I'm taking notes from you because, you know, God. She's the, our oldest is only four. So I really genuinely like the parents so far. I haven't really had any kind of like, oh my God, my hair's on fire and like run away kind of moments, you know. But there have been in the past, you know, icy instances where I felt it was kind of like cold, but there hasn't been like me ducking and dodging behind trees. But I'm sure that when that day comes, I will pull out my Becky hand guide.
Well, you'll be driving, so you need to just show up in like a fedora and big sunglasses and like a like a rental car or something.
A sombrero. Hola.
Right? Do you feel you get irritated quickly with people or no?
I try to embrace all different types.
I don't.
In my head, there is a filter and I'm like, ooh, where's this conversation going? You know, but I don't know. I can usually spark something from nothing. It's kind of like making gumbo.
Yeah. Well, I feel I can do that. I mean, I can talk to most people and make conversation, but that doesn't mean I like it.
Now, annoying, that's different. I haven't ran into that yet. I know, you know, in my previous past lives when I worked in the restaurant or at the nightclubs, if they're annoying, I'm going back away real fast and like, you know, try to hit the ground running. You know, sometimes you're kind of pushed into a corner and it's like, what do you do?
And the thing is, when this woman catches me, I'm very nice to her. It's not like I'm rude. I'm just trying to avoid it in general. And if that means I have to climb the fucking tree next time, so be it. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to do at this point. This woman can sense me. She can sniff me out. I don't know what to do. I need advice, people. How do I hide?
She has that Becky sense. That's too funny. Do you have like different things that you pull out of your repertoire? Like you're on the, not really on the phone, but you're on the phone and you like point to it real, real dramatically, like on the phone, you know, you lip that, you know.
You know, I don't do that because I don't know why I haven't done that. I think I'm caught off guard that she's actually found me, that it's too late. Or she finds me when I'm already talking to another mom that I actually like, and so it's too late. But the craziest was the other day when I was a block away and she's yelling, can you just wait a sec? And I'm literally like, I have to get on a work call, you know, like yelling. And Ryan's just looking at me like, you don't want to, you, I know what's going on.
And you're there and you're like gigantic turtleneck with your like circular old lady glasses. And you're like, how does she know it's me?
Oh my God. Well, I try to be stylish at all times because I think I'm in my 20s and hip and I try to keep up. But I may change that, yes, and go with just camo yes. gear and a face mask. Because I can't escape, okay? I can't escape.
For Christmas, I'm going to give you this fleece turtleneck that goes up to, like, your roots. And all she sees is light little blonde or pink or whatever your hair is that day.
Remember you were talking about getting highlights or... No, you were talking about platinum or platinum highlights, but you never committed.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. I'm almost 40. You know, not that I care what people think, but I just don't want to seem like, oh, he's almost 40. He's going through a midlife kind of thing. Because for years I had platinum highlights for a really long time. But
I think it would be so cool. Who cares if you're 40? Like, what? Who cares? Be cool like me. Change your hair color all the time.
No one can be as cool as you, Becky.
True. And I've said this before, and I don't care. I'll say it again because I'm so proud of this. And I tell everyone that two of my friends separately, their daughters who are preteens, said they wished I was their mom because I'm cooler. And I'm like, you damn right.
Yes.
So there you go. You could be the cool dad.
What's up, guys? Eric here. Go on over to Instagram and follow rantandrave_podcast. See what we do on a daily, and you'll thank me later. Shifting gears.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that you did not tell me this.
Oh, God. I'm afraid.
Lizzo plays the MF in flute?
Oh, my God. Yes, I forgot to tell you that. I felt you were like, I was just so shocked that you didn't know her. I mean, not even disappear, but yes, bitch can play the flute.
My God. My mind is blown. Bitch, I can't. We were watching the Grammys, okay? And she was just looking so fierce in the audience. I didn't see the opening. I just had to put the girls down to sleep. I got to turn it on when I did. She was in the audience looking great. And Douglas, my husband, who is like zero pop culture, is like, hey, there's Lizzo. And I'm like, Douglas, you know who she is? He was like, baby, it's Lizzo.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that's funny. Becky and I were just talking about Lizzo and she, you know, tried to educate me. He was like, Eric, you don't know anything about Lizzo.
I mean, it's
he
a little
pulled
crazy.
Up on his phone her playing the damn flute.
Yeah.
And
it's unbelievable.
Can I tell you, she worked it out, bitch. Right? Like, oh my God. Can I tell you, I love her even more now because she embodies that confidence and she embraces her figure. And not only all of that shit, but she takes her Sasha flute and she twerks it while she's playing it. I mean, it is fabulous. That, oh my God, I love Lizzo so much. Becky,
I mean, of all instruments, I love Lizzo. Right? I know. Of all instruments, you would not expect that from her.
I know. It's like you're in an audition and you're like working your thing in front of these old white guys that are the CEOs and they're like, what instrument can you play?
Yeah.
And Lizzo's like, the motherfucking flute, bitch. And she pulls it out.
And she has a name for it, for God's sake.
I mean, I just can't. Like, when I saw that, I was on the floor. I couldn't believe it.
I love that your husband had to tell you. Your doctor.
I know, of all people.
I know.
He's, like, cool as a cucumber, always so chill, and zero pop culture. And, like, he doesn't do Facebook, he doesn't do Instagram, nothing.
Right.
And he educated me with Liz. I can't even believe you didn't tell me she played the flute.
Like I said, I was so shocked. I thought everyone on earth knew who she was. I think my grandmother in heaven knows who she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, my cat knows who she is.
Wow.
So, well, I was so shocked. I don't know. I didn't even think of that part.
And this makes me even more strong saying Julia Michaels Better back the hell off.
Right. I don't see her playing any trumpet.
Thank you. Bring out your trombone, bitch.
Yeah, like, let me see. I mean, let me see you with like a ukulele and then we'll talk. Or something. I don't know. I know that woman, you know, I might not have told you because I don't know if she had played it yet in public at that time when we taped. I don't know if it had been on yet. I don't remember.
What?
The flute. Like, I don't know if Lizzo had played it yet on TV when we had first talked. But regardless, I just couldn't friggin' believe you didn't know who she was. Mm-mm. And I still can't.
My mind is still blown, and it will. It shall always continue to be.
Have you listened to any of her music since?
Yes, I have, and I love her. I love everything about her.
Yeah, she's badass. Seriously.
I mean, everything that she embodies, her message, her confidence, everything. It's what we need.
Well, we should talk about the halftime show, but how much would it kick ass if she did next year's halftime show?
Oh,
can you imagine?
Oh my god.
That would be so awesome.
Oh, that would be so good. Oh my god. I'm gonna write a strongly worded letter.
Right. Oh. I'm gonna contact my people and say, I highly recommend that you book Lizzo next year because she's like the best. She would put on such a
and
show.
And she doesn't even have to like carry it on her own. She could just drop in, you know, and just bring Sasha flute and just like do her cameo and be like, peace, bitch. And then, you know, that's it. Oh.
Lizzo doesn't cameo, okay? It's either all her or no her. She's not. You think she's just popping in for a minute? Mm-mm. No. Who's going to, like,
you know,
who's she going to go in? Like, she's going to ruin their performance because she's going to beat them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, those the Mexican guy that came in last night and was, you know, dude, I had no idea who he was. Apparently, he has a hit out right now. I didn't know who Lizzo was, so I don't know who he is.
Exactly. I actually didn't really either, and I didn't even watch it live. I watched it this morning on YouTube because I really don't care about the Super
Becky,
Bowl.
You should.
I only care about the Super Bowl if the Giants are in it, and they've sucked for years now. So, and I do usually turn on the halftime show, but I'm like, I'll just watch it on YouTube. But it was something.
Oh my God. It was so good. And I loved that these Latinas were representing the minorities and the things that I think that mainstream America should be, you know, educated on.
Right.
And again, the kind of like same thing I was talking about with Lizzo, those hot mamas took that stage.
Yeah.
And I mean, first Shakira, 43 years old. Oh my God.
Well, that's the other thing, the ages, like, hello.
I mean, the hips, I was like, you know, yeah. I'm gay as they come. And I was like, damn. But let me tell you, when that stripper pole came up, I said, oh shit. The mamas in this country are going to hit the fan.
I saw some Facebook complaints by friends.
Oh my God.
Like actual people I know that I would never think would care. I have daughters and they're watching this with me and I can't believe that we're promoting this. It's just like, it wasn't that crazy. I mean,
they weren't. And like, you know, it might have looked like J-Lo had like a thong on. She didn't. If you looked closely, you could tell that there was another material outside of the thong that was just flesh colored. Yeah. Like these people, is she really going to walk around in a thong? People, come on now. I mean, really, get it together. I mean, and guess what? All these ladies that's so up in arms about this, they were all thirsting their asses off last year when Adam Levine was up on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love him.
You know, he was half naked and they were living for it.
Yeah.
Well, totally. This homosexual was living for last night.
Well, let me ask you this as a homosexual. You were more living for last night than Adam Levine?
Oh my God. Yes.
What? He's like my boyfriend.
Miss Thing, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Why? He's my favorite. If I could create a man, honestly, from scratch, it would be him. He's
bitch,
perfect.
Are you kidding me?
No, with the tats and the scruff and the not too big.
Now look, I'm not talking about the tattoos. I'm just saying like the whole, you know, the artwork of like him as a whole. He ain't cute to me, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, he's perfect for me. We don't have the same type of
now, if you covered up his face and, you know, he turned the lights off.
What's wrong with his face? He's perfect.
I can move with it. But he just doesn't. I don't know, man.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. He's always been number one on my list.
Hi, guys. You better be following us on Instagram at rantandrave_podcast and on Facebook at rantandravepodcast.
So Kevin and I, when we were married, each had a list, 5 celebrities we were allowed to have sex with. No questions asked while we were married. But we had to have the list cleared with the other person before it happened. It couldn't be like, oh, I just met Brad Pitt last night and had sex with him. And by the way, he was on my list. Like, it had to be pre-said. We could edit it at any time. And Adam Levine was number one on mine.
Number one?
I like Finn and like the tats and the dark hair and dark eyes. Yeah.
I don't know if he just comes across cocky. I don't know. I know he does. I do know that. He does come across cocky.
He's not, though. I've seen him on Howard Stern interviews multiple times, and he's actually quite dorky and sweet, and I like a little dork as well, so the combo is really perfect for me, to be honest with you. We should be together, but...
Now, I love the scruff. I love the tattoos. I love his body. I don't know. I think just watching The Voice, he just seems really full of himself. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Well, he's mine anyway, so if you could make a list, who would be on yours?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah? I mean, everybody loves Justin.
He's my number one, has been since, you know, I was itty bitty.
Really?
Yes.
He's changed looks a lot, too.
To pop.
Do you like him in NSYNC?
Yes. I'm a big old teeny bopper, Miss Thing.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
So, I love him. I'm thirsty.
I'm trying to think who else was on mine. Because I'm not married now, so I can have sex with whatever celebrity I want. And it's so freeing, Eric, to be able to just go out there at a whim, pick the celebrity I want to hook up with, and just do it, you know, rather than keeping it to 5.
Girl, you sound
just
real
such
thirsty.
A freeing life.
Y'all, don't forget, follow our podcast. Go to Instagram and follow rantandrave_podcast. You'll see everything that we do and you'll love it. Then go over to Facebook and like our Facebook page, Rant and Rave. No love. So, do you have an update for us?
Oh, I have a couple, yeah.
Yes.
So, I was talking to 2 people, right? One of which wanted me to start texting him real quick off the app. And I said, are you just doing this so you can send me a dick pic or video? And he was like, what? He said, why would I do that? I said, apparently it's a thing. Anyway, that didn't go anywhere, not surprisingly. Probably my fault. But the other guy I'm still talking to, and I think we're going to go on a date.
What?
Can you believe it? He's away for work, and then I'm going into the Dominican Republic this weekend. Hello. And after that.
Are y'all casually texting back and forth yet?
Yeah. No, all the like a lot. He doesn't. Here's the
thing.
Were
you just about to say all the time?
Yeah. Well, not really all the time, but like for me.
Right. It just sounded like you were about to say all the time.
I started to, but then I thought not really all the time, but for a new person.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
he meets
my God.
Certain criteria. Can I tell you what he meets? He's 6'1".
Oh.
Check. Beard. Check.
Hold on. Like Amish beard or like Adam Levine
scruff?
You know,
like in between. Okay. I like all beards, but I wouldn't call it like long. Like it's trimmed, but I like facial hair. So yes, he's got that. Does not hate cats. I had one guy. We were like totally getting along and this and that. And I said, oh my God. I should ask you if you're allergic to cats. And he goes, I'm not allergic, but I hate them. And I was like, bye. Hate? I mean, I get if you're a dog person, but hate? No. He doesn't know who he's talking to. I help rescue cats, and I have 2 blind ones. And yeah. So I asked that pretty early. He's like, no, I'm more of a dog person, but I don't hate cats. I'm like, okay. So that's good. He has a full-time job. And okay. I think that's about it. He's funny. That's what it is. He takes my sarcasm because I've thrown it out there pretty hardcore just to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks I'm funny.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Wow. Do you see it going to like multiple dates maybe?
I just go to one date. Multiple dates. Let me make it to one friggin' date. I mean, because that's the thing. You don't know, like, you see, you could see as many pictures as you want or text or whatever. But when you meet in person, it can be totally like a flop. That's not what I thought you really looked like, or you sound different than I thought, you know?
Right. Are you like all about chastity and virtue?
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
I don't know how to word it. You know,
chastity. I have never been about chastity, okay?
Well, I mean, or you know, virtue. But you know, you have, at least for me, it has to be multiple dates for like there have, you know.
Oh, to hook up?
Yes. I didn't know how to put it.
Okay, so back in the day, I would say I would hook up in 5 minutes. I have actually gained chastity, if we want to call it that. I don't feel like hooking up right away. And it's more because, I don't know, it's a lot. And I don't want you in my like waking up in my bed and now you're there and I don't even really know you or. Right. Yeah, I do require a couple dates usually. I'm not saying I won't like make out. I feel like I've kind of gone back to teenage age. I'll like make out or something, but it takes me a couple dates.
Right. You got to have the bases, you know? You don't want a home run in the first freaking date. Then,
well, because like, it's never good, like, the first time, I say. What do you think? It's never good the first time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It sure can be.
Well, I think for men, maybe. I'm not saying it's not, I don't know how to put it. I think once you learn, it's at least for men to woman, when you learn the other person and how they do it, it's better. You know what I'm saying? Rather yes. than, I'm not saying it's not like erotic at first, but is it good? I mean, not like it can be. Anyway.
It's like a fine-tuned instrument. You have to yes. like tune that shit.
And it's also, like I said, more about like, I don't want to wake up at his place nowadays. I don't want him waking up at mine yet. And now I got to deal with this. I just want to go to bed alone. You know, so let me get through one day and I'll let you know.
Yeah, I cannot wait. You know, I was just thinking, speaking of chastity and virtue, you know, I went to school with a girl named Chastity. What
I've
was
heard
their?
Of that.
Is that a name? Is that a common name?
I don't know anyone, but I've heard of people being named that. Yeah,
like dang.
Was she religious? Was
I don't
she
know.
Virtuous.
It'd be funny if she was like a hoochie.
You know, she probably turned out to be a hoe because if you name your kids something like that, it's like when they say when you send your kids to Catholic school, they always turn out to be a hoe,
right.
Or like, you know what yeah. I mean?
Wow.
So you know Chastity is like on a pole somewhere.
You know it. She's up there
yeah.
with J-Lo.
So yeah, that's my dating update. So I guess it's going good.
Well, that's you know? Awesome. I can't wait to hear how everything
if
else
I have goes. A date, though, it's scary because that's a lot of pressure to look good.
But like I was said a long time ago, like if you have that adrenaline pumping and you have the excitement going, you know,
I know.
You put you on some of that, what, AC/DC that you listen to?
AC/DC? about. Actually, I do like a little AC/DC. Yeah, because I went to that 80s rock band the other weekend, which was awesome.
That's awesome. Like Guns N' Roses.
Your 40s. Oh my God, I love Guns N' Roses. Hi guys. If you haven't subscribed yet, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Go ahead and hit subscribe, get notifications, and leave us a review. I had something that made me think of you the other day, which cracked me up. You, per usual, were bitching about people messing up your Airbnb. And at the same time, I was thinking about me going to the Dominican Republic and like what I had to do to get ready. And then I was thinking about self-tanner. And it reminded me of last year on my birthday, my friend and I went to Miami. And I showered after we were at the beach and I put on some more of my, I have this one specific self-tanner. It's almost like makeup, kind of. And then she's like, let's take a nap because we were tipsy. I got out of that bed and it was like my entire body print was on the sheet.
I would kill you.
I know. I was like, oops. Well, you know, it's a hotel, whatever. But they were probably like, what the hell happened in this bed? It was just brown.
Yes.
So. Luckily, you haven't had that. I should be careful if I ever visit you in the summer.
I have had that because we have the pool, you know, so people get all oiled up they're going to be like when they get out of the bed, it looks like that they've made a complete body print of themselves.
Yeah. Do you use self-tanner? Is that a gay thing?
I do. I like that. It's much better than laying in a tanning bed and frying yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't get any real sun. No sun touches the skin, baby.
Well, looking at the time, I think we just maybe bored the hell out of these people. Don't forget, if you haven't done it yet, go follow us on Instagram at rantandrave_podcast. And while you're doing that, go to Facebook and like our podcast page at Rant and Rave.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't by now, I don't really know what your problem is, but maybe you just forgot. So,
and we'll forgive you. Just come aboard and let's sail away.
Yeah. And we will see you, I guess, in 2 weeks. So
definitely. See
you later.
See y'all soon. Ola.
Bye.